If you're running a retail business, don't let disorganized order fulfillment cause chaos. Use ShipStation instead. From running a business out of your garage to multiple warehouses, ShipStation is ideal for every phase of your growth. Save time with one login for all your stores and by automating tasks, plus you'll get the best shipping rates from global carriers. Calm the chaos with the shipping software that delivers. Start a free trial at ShipStation.com/audio. That's ShipStation.com/audio.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. This is the first episode of 2025, so I have to say Happy New Year. I pray that you guys had a fantastic holiday season, that your new year is off to a great start. I hope you guys enjoyed those replay episodes for the month of December. I know I needed that break. I'll probably start it a little earlier next year. We'll see, maybe around like Thanksgiving, to give like an extra 2 weeks. I definitely needed that break. Still need a slightly extended one. During Christmas, my kids both had the flu. So that was a week of my boys being down bad and me trying to dodge, take care of them and dodge getting sick. At the same time, I didn't get sick, thank God. My husband didn't get sick, thank God. And then in the DC area, we had a snowstorm this past weekend. So the kids are supposed to go back to school Monday, but they're still home. So I am up. It's 5 o'clock. Well, 6 o'clock a.m. when I'm recording this. I woke up at 5 to get my thoughts together, have my coffee, some quiet time to be able to get this done before it gets too loud to record. This also marks our 8-year anniversary for this podcast. We are celebrating 8 years of podcasting. 8 years, y'all. I have been on this mic for 8 entire years. I just cannot believe it. When's the last time you did something consistently for 8 years straight? Like, I have been on this microphone every single week with breaks here and there, never extended, but 8 years. That is such a long time. And I'm so grateful for what the Lord has done with this platform. I'm grateful for many of you who have been listening for 8 years. Like, I know that there are a lot of OG listeners on here who have been listening since the very beginning. There are some of you who are just finding this show within the last few months. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Whether you've been here for a short time, a long time, whether you shared the show at any point, man, just thank you so, so, so much for your support. I would do this show whether I had one listen or a billion listens because I do this for the Lord. But the fact that I could do this, stay committed to the Lord, I could do this without compromising, I can do this with integrity, I can do this in a way that I enjoy and it still be impactful, it still be successful in so many ways. I'm just so grateful for it. And I cannot say thank you to y'all enough. And I definitely can't say thank you to God enough. This podcast has, and I'm gonna try not to cry, this podcast has single-handedly changed my life. This has been the best thing that I have ever done. And I pray, come on, Tatum, thug life, pull the tears back. And I pray that when I'm in glory and it's all said and done, and I don't have a voice left to use, that what God has done in this platform can live on. I pray that when I get to see the Lord, that He is pleased with what I've done with this platform. I pray that he's pleased, because that's why I do this. Again, it's great that the show is successful. It's great that it has done so much, but to think about who I was 8 years ago, to think about how selfish I was, how worldly I was, how materialistic I was, just the darkness, the brokenness that I had. To think back how the Lord loved me so much to make me whole, to comfort me, to be such a great father, a great teacher, a great Lord, just such a great God in so many ways that I didn't deserve. For Him to not only be all of, like, I can't even communicate all that the Lord means to me, but for Him to save me and to be everything to me, that is more than enough. For Him to then, on top of that, choose to use me in this way for so long, and then to see the result of that, and not just my life, but the life of so many people, I could never write this. I could never envision this. I could never manifest this. I am just so grateful to God for His grace, for His mercy, and for just seeing me worthy enough to use me in this way. I am just beyond grateful and beyond committed, because if God could choose me 8 years ago and keep choosing me, I mean, I just want to do everything that I can to honor Him and to serve Him well. And I just pray that I have done that up until this point. And I am looking forward to what year 8 brings. All right, so let me dry my tears. Y'all know I do not like crying publicly, okay? I'm gonna cry in the car, I'm gonna cry in the bathroom, I'm gonna cry in my room in the corner somewhere, but I ain't trying to cry publicly. So let me pull myself together. But, you know, I just, how everything I said is real, and I'm grateful. And whatever God has called you to do, no matter how hard it is, no matter the internal battles that you go through, no matter what opposition you face, persevere, endure, and commit to the call, whatever it may be for you. Because I'm telling you this as somebody who felt all the things 8 years ago: fear, insecurity, imposter syndrome, unworthiness. I felt all of those things. I felt like a fish out of water in this industry that people barely knew anything about. I didn't know anything about. I'm calling college friends who may know a little something about technology to help me put this together, but I had no idea what I was doing. And then when the Lord called me to use this platform for Him, that made it even worse, because of, like, I just, all the things that you feel when the Lord is giving you an assignment, that your humanity, all the ways in which your humanity shows up, mine did. And I can tell you, 8 years removed from step one, that there is so much value in pushing through and persevering and just trusting that the Lord is giving you the instruction for a reason, that He chose you for a reason, and commit to whatever the plan or the process is. I promise you, it's worth it. All right, so this actually may not even be the last time I cry throughout this episode, because I sat with God about this year, the podcast, the content. So we're going to spend a lot of this year back on the Bible on Business series, specifically in the book of Acts. So look at it as like the Bible on Business leadership edition. Acts got a lot of chapters. It's so much cover in there. I stopped last at literally verse 1, chapter 11, and have like 3 or 4 podcast episodes. And I got to get that out before moving on, because I don't want to be in chapter 20 and then mentally thinking about chapter 20, but then talking about chapter 1. So I had to pause so that I could get those 3 to 4 episodes out and then continue. But the fact that I have that many and 11 verses means that we're going to spend a long time in the book of Acts. And I am very excited about that. So that is where majority of our episodes are going to be, I believe, for this year. But for this week and next week, I have 2 other topics. And in the week after that, we will start with the Bible on Business series again. Don't forget, we also still have our book club going on. We took a break for the winter break, but we're back. We're still reading our Leadership as an Identity book. I'll put the link in the show notes. We'll be picking up this week with our readings from there. So make sure you get that book. For today, though, I want to share with you some testimonies. The way I usually do things, and the Lord has been convicting me about this, is I don't just usually give testimony for testimony's sake. It's more so I'm speaking on a broader topic, and then I use my own testimonies and stories to maybe elaborate on a point or something like that. But I don't just testify for the sake of testifying. And the Lord has been dealing with me about that, because who am I to keep inward or wait to use when I deem necessary what the Lord is doing in my life? One of my favorite places to refer to in the Bible is Hebrews 11, because we know 11 and 1 talks about the definition of faith. But in that text is also the hall of faith, where it's recorded just key people and the level of faith that they had in the Lord. And so for me, whenever the Lord calls me to do something that requires a lot of faith, a lot of trust in him, one of the places that I like to reference is the Hall of Faith, to be reminded of the way that others before me have shown faith in the Lord. One thing that I like to watch is testimonies online, because I want to hear how the Lord is moving. It just helps build my faith. And the Lord wanted me to do the same thing on this platform, just share how he's moving. And I know that if he's pushing me to share it, then it's going to bless somebody. Okay, so boom. At this point, I'm letting y'all into the group chat, because usually these things are just voice memos to those close to me to rejoice. But if God's asking me to share these things here on this platform, it's for a reason. Story time. Let's start with something business related. As you guys know, I own Anchored Media Studios, which is a workspace and content studio in the DC area, located in Laurel, Maryland, specifically right between DC and Baltimore. I'll put the link in the show notes. If you're looking for somewhere to work and record, shameless plug, come see us at Anchored Media Studios. Now, this business is owned by myself and my aunt. We're 50-50 partners. We purchased the building in 2022. This was a very exciting thing. It's an asset right away because we own the building. This was also a very scary business to start because I had been operating in the online space for a while. In the online space, there is a lot less risk because there's a lot less overhead. And so having this brick and mortar business, one of the reasons why we wanted to purchase the building versus lease to start the business is because my mindset was like, listen, worst case scenario, we have this asset. So if we build this business and we put our all into it and it does not work, we could either lease this building out and just make our little rental income, or we can sell it at some point and be able to get some equity out. So I felt like that was the best way to go about it versus starting off with the lease, which is how most businesses that are similar to ours start. I felt like that was even more risky because, one, we have to go through the landlord for everything, which I didn't want to do. We will be paying more than what we could be paying in a mortgage, similar to like when you're renting an apartment. Most of the times you will be paying more than you would for a mortgage. So I felt like owning the spot, in addition to the equity and all of that, it would allow our overhead to be slightly less and it will allow us to have more control. My aunt is a real estate investor, so she understood where I was coming from. So we were in agreement with that, that we would want to buy the building. And if we didn't find a building to buy, we just wouldn't have done it yet until we did. So we purchased that building in 2022. Such a great moment. I mean, it was my first time in a commercial real estate transaction. This was her first time in a commercial real estate transaction. All of her properties are residential. So this was very exciting for us. And when we purchased the property, there were already tenants there. So that was exciting for me. The tenants initially said that they wanted to stay for another 5 years. That was cool by me because, again, this is a new business. I wanted to figure this out. Remember, my mindset going into this is having this asset is going to put us in a good position. If we, with these tenants who want to stay for another 5 years, that's 5 years worth of equity that's going to be built in this space. So again, if it don't work, we could sell it. And if we sell it 5 years from when we bought it, we will have some good equity to pull out of it. So in all logical markers, this was an excellent decision. All of the risk that I knew we were taking on seemed to be mitigated in a way by the circumstances. But as we know in business, things don't always go exactly how they should go, even when you have all of these things pointing in the right direction. At the same time of us purchasing this building, so we closed in May 2022, I find out that I'm pregnant in September 2022. Again, cool, even better. We got tenants. They want to stay for 5 years. So me being pregnant shouldn't be an issue. I could have this baby. I don't got to worry about this business just yet. And then I could deal with this or worry about starting this 5 years from now when they want to move out. The tenants end up saying that they were moving out around maybe October, November. So here we are, thinking that we are about to be sitting pretty with this new piece of property that already has tenants, collect our little rent check and be good for the next 5 years and not have to worry about the business part just yet. And then here they are totally switching up the plan, being like, actually, we're moving out. I just found out I'm pregnant. So the pressure dropped on me like a ton of bricks. So now we're in a position where we got to renovate the space because it's beautiful. Anybody's been to the studio, you know, it's beautiful now. It didn't look like that when we got it. So we're in a position now, we got to renovate the space and we got to get this business up and running because we have bills to pay. The amount of pressure, as I said, was, I can't even describe to you. When I tell you I was in therapy every week, like crying to my therapist because I'm like, I feel like a fish out of water. I've been operating in the online space. Yes, I trust the Lord and he's going to come through, but this mortgage also going to come through every month. And yeah, I trust him, but I'm seeing these bills. I have to start this business. I have no idea how to start a brick and mortar business. This is a totally different business model than I usually do. I am just like, and I'm in business with my aunt who I love, who trusted me enough to partner with me on this. It was just so much pressure. I had this baby now that I'm growing that I'm going to have to take a break from to have this baby and to physically recover while also trying to figure things out with this business. I still have a whole nother business to run that I definitely have to run and increase my revenue streams some, because God forbid if I can't pay the mortgage at this new business, then my current business needs to be able to fund it. I got employees that I also had to pay for at this time, full-time employees. I'm paying health insurance, all of these different things. When I tell y'all the pressure, and I wish I could tell you that, oh, the Lord came through the next day and we got a new tenant or the business took off overnight. That's not what happened. This was a very much so enduring season. And I spent so many days. I mean, during this time, there were days where I would get up, sit on the edge of my bed and just cry. I didn't want to open my computer because I had this full roster of clients that we were in Anchor Media doing their done for you service. We're managing their podcasts and such. So I have this full roster of clients that I have to tend to. I have this team that I have to be responsible for. I have to show up on this platform every week and communicate what the Lord says. I have to parent my child at that time, but also, you know, take care of myself physically because I was pregnant. I still have to show up in my marriage. I just wanted it all to stop. This episode is brought to you by IXL Learning. One of the core values in the Iomi K household is education. My husband and I are lifelong learners, and we believe in using education to help set our kids up for success. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. What I love about IXL Learning is that it creates this immersive experience, so learning feels like play. And for me, someone with young children, that's extremely important because we want to help our kids cultivate a love for learning. And what better way to do that than making it fun? This program will improve your kids' grades. Backed by research, kids using IXL are scoring higher on tests. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. It'll also work for any of your kids. It's powered by algorithms. IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter what age or personality. It saves you time because one subscription gets you everything. It saves you money because if your child is struggling, this is the smartest investment that you can make. A single hour of tutoring costs more than a month of IXL. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact in your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Ladies, can we talk for a second? Do you ever feel yourself being overwhelmed by hormonal changes? You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors that are living rent-free in our environment right now. I mean, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, everything, they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the normal hormonal changes that our body goes through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean that we have to suffer through it. Because now we have Hormone Harmony. A formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone-supporting supplement. It's become a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BLESSED at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code BLESSED for 15% off today. And I felt like I couldn't breathe. That's how stressed I was. And even in the months to come of renovating the building, figuring out the business, like there was no time to figure out the business. Like I had my business plan. I knew what I wanted to do. We at that time had pitched an investor. The investor didn't want to give us the investment. I forgot why. It has something to do because in our pitch, we pitched equity in the property versus the business because, I mean, the business didn't start yet. So the only sure thing was that the property was going to appreciate. And I think that there was something, I really can't remember the reason why. All I knew is we wouldn't get the money, which was also fine because I feel like having an investor would have put even more pressure on me. Even though asking for money in the property versus the business would have made things a bit more easy. But nevertheless, it was just a lot going on. And my business, Anchored Media, was funding the studio for a while because, again, new business, we're building it. We're making money here and there, but we ain't making enough to pay the bills yet. So we still in the red. So I'm having to continue to pull from one entity to pay for the other. And that's causing stress on the original entity. It got to the point where my husband, who is a CPA, so he handles the finances for everything, he was like, hey, if you guys don't figure this out in the next 6 months, you're going to need to find a tenant for the building. And that made me feel like such a failure. And I would have been tough even operationally, because it's like I'm doing all these things to get us to the point where we're generating the revenue that we need. And I would have had to just pause it to put tenants in. So it will almost be like I'm starting from scratch once these tenants move out, or whenever we had got to the point where I was, we were financially ready to open or make another attempt at the business. So it was just, while that would have provided relief, it still was just not the ideal circumstance. And also, it's not what God showed me. And so I was in this space of enduring because I'm struggling with the physical, everything that I'm seeing, the pressure of it, the emotions of it, the tenseness of it, the headaches, the shoulders being tight, the money being tight, all of these things I'm dealing with, in addition to also trying to remind myself, Tatum, you got to trust the Lord. You got to trust the Lord. I went on so many walks, because walks is how I like get out of whatever I'm dealing with. I am able to feel the sun hit my face, breathe in the fresh air, and just walk and talk with the Lord. That's how I, you know, bring myself back. And I went on so many walks of like, God, I know what you showed me. God, I know what your word says. God, I'm trusting you. I'm trusting you. I'm trusting you. And I would just walk and talk with the Lord, walk and talk with the Lord, come back and face whatever reality I needed to face with the little mustard seed of faith that I had that it was going to work out. That lasted from, I want to say, the end of 2022, probably the top of 2023, because that's when we actually opened. The renovations took from maybe like November, December of 2022. And then we officially opened in January 2023 for bookings and things like that. And we were getting bookings. We had people who were falling in love with the space. We were doing a bunch of stuff. We had people who would use the space for various things. So we were making money. We weren't breaking even though. So the money we were making was not close to what we needed to break even. And for me in business, step one, break even. Step two is profit. And at this point, I was cool with just breaking even. We weren't necessarily concerned about paying ourselves from the business. My aunt works 9 to 5. I think she retires soon. So she's staying at her job till she retire. She has other investments. I have another business. Like, I don't need to make money from this business. I need to grow the business and we'll make money eventually. And again, we own the building that has equity in it. So it's a great long-term strategy as far as it making money for us. So we weren't necessarily concerned about cash from the business for ourselves. We just wanted the business again to fund itself and to make money for itself. So again, that lasted maybe like top of 2023 until the end of 2023, which looking back, this was a very short time. This was less than a year. In the moment, every day felt like a year. And I share this extended version, and forgive me if you've heard this before, but I got to give context for those who may be hearing this for the first time. I share all of this because I want you to get the full context of a situation. Sometimes when I even share my own testimonies here, you only hear the end part, or you only hear what God did, but you don't hear the suffering and the enduring. And I think it's necessary to communicate that, but especially when it comes to faith-based things, because I believe that it'll really build the faith of other people when they're believing in God for something and they have to wait for it and they have to suffer for it and they're going through things. If we hear how people suffer enough, I believe that it'll help us to suffer well when the Lord brings us through a suffering season. And so again, I wanted to share all of how I felt, the emotions, the severity of the situation, in an effort to encourage you when you hear what God, how God pulled up. So into 2023, things take, and I'm trying to speed this up, a total shift in the business. One thing that I love about our business, and a piece of advice, I sat down with somebody who owns a content studio in Baltimore before we opened our space. This is like right after we purchased it, when I'm still trying to figure out the business side. And I got some advice. And her biggest piece of advice was, hey, make sure every square foot makes money. Every square foot of your building needs to make money. So that was something I really took to heart. For me also, you guys know, if you've been listening long enough, I'm big on monthly recurring revenue and predictability in business. So I'm always looking to build that from the beginning. I'm not hustling January for February and then February for March and March for April. That's not how I do business. There's a level of ease and predictability that has to be present in every business for me. And then I'm always looking to build, because again, I have a family. Business is not everything. I have a family. I have other priorities, and business will not kill me with the stress of month to month. So for me, a big thing that I was looking to build was our leases. I looked at the business as, hey, our short-term rentals, when people are booking this space for photo shoots and video shoots and all of that events, those are fantastic. I want those to be cash. I need leases and long-term agreements that are going to make sure that our bills are taken care of to get us to the point where we're breaking even. All the other short-term stuff can be extra. So that was my focus. The Lord. The struggle was all of 2023 until about the fourth quarter. From the fourth quarter of 2023 and all of 2024, we broke even. We broke even. Praise God. I'm sitting before you at the top of 2025 with a level of awe in the Lord, because this will be a year that we will be profitable. We have our private office. There's a private office in our space. That private office is under lease. We have members in our space who pay monthly to use various rooms for different things. We have another tenant who came. We didn't even have another office. I made another office. We made another office in the dressing room. So we moved everything from the dressing room into the photography room. So that has like now the vanity and everything that people use to get dressed. We cleared that room out. And so we have another tenant who in that private office under lease. So these are like long-term leases. And so now our business, based upon our agreements, breaks even. And we are also excelling in the short-term rental, where our peer space, is a platform that connects people who are looking for spaces with venues. Our peer space is a top peer space platform, where a power host is what they call it when you have a certain amount of bookings and reviews and all of that. So we've been a power host since 2024. Our bookings are just very, very consistent. We're booked most weekends throughout the month and a lot in the evenings during the week. So the business went from my husband telling me that if we don't pull it around in 6 months, we're going to have to get a lease, to God taking us to the point where we're profitable in such a short period of time. Most businesses, let me give you context to what I'm saying. Studies show that it typically takes a business between 18 months and 3 years to reach a break-even point. It took this business 9 months. From opening to the public to break even, it took us 9 months. Statistics show that it takes a brick and mortar business, usually takes 2 to 3 years to become profitable. This varies by industry, but if they were giving it a general, it would be 2 to 3 years. We've done it in right at or under 2, because a lot of our, we've had some leases come through towards like December of 2024, and here we are in January. The Lord will do exceedingly and abundantly above anything that you could ask for or think. And the enemy, when we are in seasons of suffering and strife, The enemy will make it seem like that is your forever. That is the end. The Lord didn't show up. When I tell you the enemy was lying to me so much, and I had to fight for, I had to fight daily. One of my favorite scriptures is don't worry about tomorrow, because today has enough trouble of its own. I literally had to take it day by day. I could not worry about tomorrow, because that would have been my breaking point. But I took it day by day. I sat through tough conversations. Nothing broke me more than hearing my husband say, "You got 6 months," because it made me feel like a failure. It made me feel like I failed him. It made me feel like I failed my aunt. The enemy lied to me so much in that time period. And the biggest way that the enemy was breaking me during this time, because this is a pressure that I try to put on myself that I have to constantly keep surrendering back to the Lord, is this podcast. Because what he will tell me is, how can you get on your platform and talk to these people about making God the CEO, trusting God with their businesses, using the Bible to operate their business? That's not working for you. Look at how you're failing. How is making God the CEO working out when you have this business that's in the red? How can you get on this platform and open your mouth to these people? You're an imposter. You're a counterfeit. You are this. You are that. I was constantly fighting through that. So when y'all hear me tear up at the beginning of this episode talking about 8 years, I know the full context of what I've gone through these 8 years. I know what fights I had to fight through and the way that I had to suffer to still have integrity on this microphone. I know the days that I've had to take a break and put an old episode up because I wasn't going to be able to communicate right, because I had to deal with my heart. I had to fight through the way in which the enemy was attacking me. My tears are loaded. Them tears you heard earlier on were loaded with context of the last 8 years. And so I want to share this first part of the testimony, because the enemy will lie and make it feel like God has forgotten about you. God was still good in those moments. Yeah, the struggle was real, but God was so and is so much realer. Look at these statistics and then look at what God did in his business. And then to top it off, so remember I told y'all that I've told you in previous episodes how the Lord was calling me to slow down. And again, everything the Lord was telling me to do and what my circumstances was telling me to do were very different. One of the challenges of having a brick and mortar business is you have to physically go a lot. I live 30 minutes from the studio, so it's not like 5 minutes down the street, around the corner. And with traffic, it can get up to 40 minutes. And when we have bookings and things, I have to keep going because new business, trying to make money, you're doing everything as the owner. So I will have to go clean in between bookings. If we got a morning booking and an evening booking, I got to go clean in between. One of the challenges we had was we needed a new door. When we purchased the building, it was a manual lock. But with all the traffic, we needed an automated remote type of digital lock. When we got the people to come out to try to change it, they're like, "Hey, based upon the infrastructure of the building, you can't just change the lock. You have to change the whole entire door." The whole entire door was going to cost us $3,000-$4,000. We ain't have it, which meant we had to keep driving back and forth in order to open and close and clean and all of these different things. So it was time consuming with the back and forth. There are days where I had to pick up my grandmother to come and help me with the baby at the studio while I cleaned between bookings, or I had to take both boys and kind of like close them up in a room with the TV while I tried to do other things. So it was very labor intensive physically, while also managing all of the marketing and operations and customer service and all of that. So we finally got to the point around the end of 2024, where again, we break it even and we also making a little bit of money too. And we finally have the cash to be able to buy this new door. We were so excited about this. Like, let me tell you something, me and my aunt, we know And I'm so grateful to have a partner because not only, because I talked about how it provided pressure, but it also provides relief because it's somebody else that is just as invested in the success as I am. And when we go through things in the business, we go through it together and we can celebrate together too. So we were so hyped. We had the money to be able to fix this door because that will eliminate so much of the back and forth. Why we call the HOA so that we could change this door. This kind of made us mad a little bit, but we rejoiced. They were like, the guy that we hired to fix the door has worked in our building before, of course, or our complex. And he was like, I don't know why y'all paying for this. I feel like HOA should be paying for this. So my aunt was like, don't have me writing a check I don't need to write. Let me call them. She called them and they're like, yeah, we'll pay for this. They didn't tell us this when we first was reaching out about our door, but they told us this now. So not only were we able in a position to pay for it, the Lord worked it out by us not even having to pay for it. Come on, y'all. So now we get this door fixed that eliminates so much of the manual labor of this business. And we still got more leases and contracts coming in. To the point where now, as I speak, our studio is a full smart studio. We have remote lights, a remote thermostat, remote entry for the door, a cleaning crew that cleans it multiple times a week. I don't have to go. We do not have to go at any point for anything because it runs itself now. I just cannot explain to you the goodness of the Lord and what he will do when you are faithful and you suffer well. I didn't allow the suffering to make me try to scheme to figure things out in my own strength. I chose to sit under the weight, the pressure, the bills to stay faithful to the Lord because I was definitely not about to go through all of that for anybody else to get credit. The one thing that kept me going was how I was going to be able to testify of the goodness of the Lord. So whatever season you may be going through, hear me out. Let this be a testimony for you to understand, to trust in the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul. Lean not to your own understanding. Hallelujah. When you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all things will be added unto you. This is a testimony. We talk about making God the CEO. You will go through tough times in your business, but he will cut the time in half. People suffer longer in the world based on statistics than we had to. And not only, I wasn't even tripping off of the convenience part. Yeah, I wanted the door fixed. And I think I was rejoicing for that. But he said, not only am I going to fix the door, I'm going to automate this whole space so you could love on and tend to your home and your family and not have to worry about this business, not have to worry about showing up. It's all going to be automated because I'm going to give you the freedom of your time to serve me well, to dedicate yourself to my projects and to what I've blessed you to steward over in this season. Y'all, I cannot explain to you, like nobody could ever tell me that doing business, life, anything outside of the comfort and safety of the Lord is the way. I've seen him move too much. And let me tell y'all the icing on the cake. We were at the studio this past weekend and after we left, my husband and I went and got something to eat. And I asked him, how does it feel to see what the Lord has done? And y'all, he looked me in my eyes. He was like, I am so proud of you. And I'm trying not to tear up because I know what it felt when he looked me in my eyes and said 6 months. And I know how that even hurt him. And because he doesn't want to see me fail, but he has to be not only my accountant, but my husband, and he has to be honest with me. And I know the stress that things brought on him. So for him to look me in my eyes to say, you know, I never believed in you because I always have. And that's why, you know, because my husband is a conservative guy. He's an accountant. He has to be. And so something like this studio was risky. And so for him to look me in my eyes and say, I'm proud of you, man, it was, I didn't cry in that moment, but it touched me. It touched me in ways I can't even tell you. And I'm just grateful, man. I'm so grateful to the Lord. I didn't even mention how during this time, as God was moving, the enemy thought that he was going to blindside me, and the Lord still moved even in that. There's a scripture that this situation makes me think about. It's in Matthew 10:29, which says, "What is the price of two sparrows? One copper coin? But not a single sparrow can fall to the ground without your Father knowing it." And this text highlights this, the way in which the Lord is concerned about and aware of even the most insignificant things. Like, there's nothing that happens that the Lord doesn't know about. There's nothing that the enemy is contriving, that he's planning and orchestrating, that the Lord does not know about. And so at this time, as all of these blessings and things are taking place, there was something looming in the background that could have totally broke our business had the Lord not brought it to my attention. I get a random text. Our cleaner said that he couldn't get into the podcast studio when he came to clean that night. This day, we had one of our members does lessons in the podcast studio. And so I knew that he needed to access it that evening. I didn't really trust anybody else to go take care of it, because in case I needed to like troubleshoot, fix a lot, you know, problem solve in some type of way, I wanted to be there to be able to figure it out if it was an issue. So I asked my husband, did he mind me leaving the baby? Because I didn't want to have any like restrictions while I'm trying to go figure this out. So I put the baby down for a nap. I'm out. I get to the studio. There's a notice on our door of a letter that was attempted to be delivered. From me looking at the sender of this letter, this is a very important piece of mail. And so I go in. I'm like, I need to deal with this. So I go in. Check the podcast studio door. The door is totally open. This was 100% the Lord, because the door was never locked in the first place. I just needed to get there that day. I go to the post office. Like, I got this piece of mail. I need to get it. I could tell, one, it's certified mail, so they didn't deliver it because I wasn't here to sign it. And then two, I could tell who it's from, so I need to know what this is. And so I asked them for the mail. They don't have it. Oh, it must be at this place. I'm like, I don't understand. This was supposed to get delivered today. It's telling me right here that it's supposed to be here. So why are you telling me that's supposed to be somewhere else? Or why did they even put this notice with this post office if this ain't where the stuff at? But that's neither here nor there. Okay, cool. They give me a number to call and all of that. I said, I'm not dealing with this. I'm calling the sender directly to see what was this piece of mail about. I'm not chasing down USPS. So I call or go online and call the sender to see what was going on. When I do that, or when I went online first before calling. When I went online, it was showing that our business needed to close, that there was a missed deadline for something that I didn't even know anything about this deadline. But because the deadline was missed, that our business was going to have to shut down until everything got resolved. Y'all, my heart fell into my toes. Do you understand me? But I sat there. I'm like, okay, God, you orchestrated for me to come here today because I had no plans on coming here. I show up. There's this notice on the door of an attempted delivery of something. I call these people. So I looked this up online. So I called them. I'm like, hey, I got an attempted delivery from your office. I don't know what the letter is. I looked online to try to see if I could figure this out. It's saying that the business needs to close. Like, I had no clue about this deadline. Is there kind of some type of grace? If I take care of this today, can our business not have to close down? Because if we didn't have these leases in place of people renting long term at our space, it wouldn't necessarily be the biggest issue, because we could simply stop taking bookings for a couple of days, solve the issue, and then open back up. But these people have to come to work. And I have a brick and mortar business. So I don't need, like, I don't know, the sheriff's office coming and putting a lock on a door or something. So this was like a very big deal. This is a huge deal. I call these people on the phone to see if there's any way that we could work this out. They said, hey, there was a glitch in our system. the deadline isn't missed, but the deadline is today. So if you take care of everything today, then all will be well. I said, say less. I pulled up to my house, got on my computer, took care of everything, 5 minutes. I'm like, that ain't no problem today. How about right now? Took care of everything. But how amazing is that? The Lord literally knew what was going on, and he orchestrated my steps for me to get there that day and to see the notice, to make the calls, to do the investigating, to figure out what was going on. The enemy thought that he was going to blindside me, but the Lord was looking out for me to make sure that I found out the information that I needed to know. The scripture that I said earlier, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not onto your own understanding. It continues to say, seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. This is why you can't worry about inconveniences, because you never know when it's a divine setup. I was annoyed at first, like, man, why? What's going on with the door? I don't understand. Now I got to make sure my baby good. I got to drive all the way out there. I got to do this and do that. I'm complaining, not knowing that the Lord was ordering my steps to make sure that me and my business were good. I'm telling y'all, you can't say nothing to me about my God. You can't, because he is way too good. Not only do I have the scriptures to show me his goodness and his glory, but I got personal lists with a S of the ways in which the Lord has shown up for me. His track record is undefeated. So for any of you, I share this 45 minutes so far of sharing about the goodness of the Lord. If you are doubting his plan, if you are doubting his instructions, if you are allowing yourself to get irritated by minor inconveniences, I tell you, Proverbs 3:5-7 is the scripture I've said so many times up until this point. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Trust him. I will scream from the mountaintops for as long as I can. Trust God. Let that be your theme for this year. Trust God. Let everything that I've shared up until this point, trust God. That is the mantra here. And I'm not even done. I got two more things to tell you about. I'm turned up now. I got two more things to tell you about to testify and brag on the goodness of the Lord. Okay, so boom, next instance. I told y'all, I can't remember when, but at some point over the course of this year, how the Lord gave me an assignment or an instruction on a new academic journey to take. I was vague at the time. I'm one of those people where I don't like to talk about things prematurely because I know that there's going to be warfare in this life, period. But I don't want me being loose-lipped to invite unnecessary warfare. So that's just how I move. Unless the Lord tells me to talk about something prior to it manifesting, I'm going to wait until a certain point for me to discuss it. But now is a good point for me to tell you what the Lord told me to do. So around December of 2023, right before the start of last year, the Lord placed in my heart to go to law school. I said, God, what? When I got my MBA, I did it at that time because this was like, I wasn't married yet, definitely didn't have any kids. And I was like, you know, I've always wanted to have an MBA. I've always wanted to study business formally. I'm about to just go ahead and do it before I get married and have kids while I have the time. I was in my business full time at the time. So I had the time to do the program. And so I did. In my mind, this was the last school that I was going to. I'm like, if somebody can give me an honorary doctorate at some point, but like, I am not going back to school. That was my plan. So when the Lord placed in my heart to go to law school, I'm like, Lord, huh? What do you mean? And it was something that I struggled with because I'm like, God, I got small kids. I already got a lot on my plate with my businesses. I don't see how this is going to fit. I don't see how this is going to work. But that's not my job. My job is to just obey. So I'm like, all right, this also isn't something that is super quick to do. Like, the Lord can't say go to law school and then tomorrow I start classes. Like, no, I have to take a test and get accepted and all of these things. And of course, it's expensive. So I'm like, Lord, I need you to confirm that this is it. And before I go and really take this journey on, because it's going to be a journey, I'm not afraid of doing anything difficult. But if I'm going to take this on, I want to make sure that this is in your will and not something that I'm making up. And so I waited to get confirmation. And then I ended up getting confirmation. I'm like, okay. Let me talk to my husband about it. Because if he's not on the same page about this, then clearly this can't be God. God isn't going to give me an instruction that's going to cause division within my marriage. So I talked to my husband about it. I talked to him about what I felt like the Lord was telling me, what that would look like. We talked about what that would look like as far as business goes, our household. We just talked candidly about, like, if this was to be a thing, how would this work and how would this work for our family? And one thing I love about my husband, too, is he's like, listen, you also got to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. So he knew who he married. So he knew whether it was the Lord giving me an instruction or my own ambition, it's always going to be something with me as far as what we doing next. And he cool with it. But his thing is like, just make sure that you're taking care of yourself, because I have a bad tendency of doing things and then I'm last on that list. And I love that he holds me accountable to that. So he was okay with it completely. He was excited about it. He was like, I actually can see that this is something that's going to be very great for you, for us. But he had me make him a deal of, you just need to promise me that you're going to take care of yourself. And whatever you need from me to do that, then let's make that happen. I'm like, okay, great. So husband's on board. I got my confirmation. I'm like, okay, God, can you just show me the big picture? And I usually ask God this when he gives me instructions, not as a prerequisite for me to obey, but it unlocks a level of conviction in me that gives me the drive to see it through, if that makes sense. So if God just says, and this has worked in certain parts of my journey, when I was still learning to trust God and I still was like procrastinating on obeying him and still was like, I don't know if this is me. I don't know if this is God. I'm not sure. Well, there is still that element of timidity when it came to my obedience earlier on in my faith. This wouldn't have worked. But now I have a level of conviction of, I'm going to do what God says, period. I'm going to make sure that it's the Lord, though. I'm gonna always make sure it's not my flesh. But what God says, I'm finna do, period. And so when I'm asking him now of, God, can you show me the big picture? It's more so of like, let me get some buy-in to this, because I want to get excited about it too. And so if God didn't give me the big picture, though, I still would have done it. But he did. And I started getting excited, like, oh, okay, God, I see how this is. I see how this is tying into what I've already been doing. I see how you're going to bring back what I've been doing at this time. I see what you're doing, Lord. Okay. You're working it out. Like, I got excited as he started showing me the big picture. During this time, I started studying for the LSAT. I took the LSAT and again, and this time I'm busy. And I'm like, Lord, listen, I'm going to try my best on this test. People spend a year plus studying for this LSAT, 10 hours a day, all of these things. I ain't got that. And I learned real fast that I am not a 20-something who is studying for this exam that's going to make or break my future. My mindset is like, listen, I'm going to be good with or without law school, you know, so I'm going to do my best. And what I get is what I'm going to get. I'm not losing no sleep. I'm not crying no tears. Who going to take me is who going to take me. I don't need to go to Harvard now. I'm just trying to get into school, earn my degree, pass the bar, and start practicing. Like, that overachiever in me was real chill throughout this process because she had other things to be worried about. So I go through the process. I take the LSAT. I did okay. I did not do great, in all transparency. I did not do horrible. But my conviction was, Lord, I'm going to do it. I'm going to take this test. I'm going to see who take me. If nobody take me, I guess I'm going to have to take it again. But I'm really not trying to take this test 50 million times. So I knew kind of what the score I needed to get to be able to get into the schools that I was interested in. And so while my score wasn't great, like I said, it wasn't great. It wasn't horrible. But I knew I could potentially still get into the school I wanted to get into. especially because my grades in both undergrad and grad school were really good. And I wrote bomb essays, bomb personal statements. I'm gonna sell myself to justify the fact that I did meh on this test. I also had great recommendation letters. My lawyer wrote me a recommendation letter, who's actually on the character and fitness board for the Maryland State Bar. So her name has some weight in addition to her being a lawyer. So I was happy about that. My other recommendation letter was really good. So my relationships helped paint me as a really good candidate. But long story short, I got into school. I got into law school, y'all. I got accepted. And on top of that, they gave me some money. Can we just take a second for the Lord, okay? And I am so excited about what law school is going to bring, what this journey is going to bring. I am eager. I feel like I'm going to be looking like Elle Woods on Legally Blonde, just with so much zeal and enthusiasm on the first day with all my little pens and cute notebooks. Like, that's going to be me, just excited, green and excited, because I'm grateful for what the Lord is doing. Everybody that I have talked to about this has been like, none of this is shocking to me. They like, well, Tatum, I could have told you this. I'm like, well, shoot. Okay, I'm glad y'all see it. But I am just so grateful for what the Lord is doing. So that's another testimony for anybody who God has given you an instruction and the path ahead seems daunting. You're not sure how it's going to fit into what you have going on. It just feels like an uphill battle. Commit to him, give him your yes, trust him, and just see what he does. Trust him and just see what he does. I trusted him with my mediocre LSAT score. I trusted him with the whole process, me just doing my best. Like, God, I can't shut everything down. You know that, but I'm going to give it my all because you have me here and I want to serve you well. And I'm just going to see what you do with all I got. And what he did was he got me into law school and gave me some scholarship money. And I'm so grateful. I'm actually going to end this here. I have one more, but I'll share that a little bit later because there are some updates that I'll have to give about the podcast with that one. But I just hope that everything that I have shared in this episode has encouraged you. I pray that it has made you excited. I pray that it has made you comfortable with trusting the Lord. I pray that it has given you the confirmation that you need to give God your yes in even the difficult things that don't make sense. I pray that it's provided you peace as you suffer through whatever your portion may be in this season. I pray that it ignited you to want to get closer to the Lord. I pray that this episode blessed you, that these testimonies have blessed you. What does Psalm 34:8 say? Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. And I pray that everything I've shared on this episode encourages you to do just that. Take refuge in him. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Thank you for 8 wonderful years. I can't wait to see what the Lord has in store for the years to come. I have no plans on stopping this show anytime soon. So I thank God for another year. I thank God for all of you who listen. And I'm excited again about what's to come. So I love you guys. Thank you. And I'll see you in the next one.
Life can be chaotic. If you're running a retail business, don't let disorganized order fulfillment add to the chaos. Use ShipStation instead. With ShipStation, you never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again. Whether you're running a business out of your garage or you have multiple warehouses, ShipStation is ideal for every phase of your business's growth. Save time with one login for all your stores and by automating repetitive tasks. Plus, you'll save money with the best shipping rates from global carriers. ShipStation's industry-leading features help you deliver a better customer experience. They'll get accurate and faster shipments, along with automated tracking updates with your branding. And with up to 88% off UPS and USPS rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates, ShipStation is the fastest and most affordable way to ship. Calm the chaos. Switch to ShipStation today. Start a free trial at ShipStation.com/audio. That's ShipStation.com/audio.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at 1/3 of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.